time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Happy 4th of July. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay, right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about 91. And it kind of depends on where you are. Some places might be 79. Might feel like it's closer to 79. But going to be a high of 91. Going to be a hot one today. We're talking about this last hour. It's going to be hot all throughout the country. This could be, for tomorrow, for July 4th, could be the hottest day on record for July 4th. Yeah, hottest day on record. Wow, that's crazy. Or not hottest day, but hottest 4th of July on record. Let me clarify that. Tomorrow, 7 o'clock, be at Community Maritime Park for the Pensacola Symphony's Free Sparks and Stars concert sponsored by Peter Mouget and Levin Papatonio. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live right here on News Radio 92.3. If you turn in right at 7 o'clock, you'll probably hear Fox News. But right after Fox News, that's when we'll get into the programming. As soon as the Symphony Sparks and Stars is over, then we'll have the fireworks over the bay, sponsored by Coca-Cola and Cumberland Farms. The fireworks show is presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and Pensacola Chamber. And once again, we're going to broadcast the music for the fireworks right here on News Radio 92.3, presented by Penn Air Credit Union. So be sure to check that out tomorrow. Then, with the 4th of July, got a little bit here about the grand old flag, the Star Spangled Banner. So the stars on the original American flag were in a circle. That way all of the colonies would appear equal. Yeah, they didn't want to say, like, this one colony is first, this one colony second, whatever like that. The designer of our 50-star flag lived in Lancaster, Ohio. In 1958, a history teacher assigned a class assignment to redesign the national flag since both Alaska and Hawaii were nearing statehood. Robert G. Heft, he was 16 at the time, he designed the new flag. He used the old 48-star flag and $2.87 worth of blue cloth and white iron-on material. His design earned him a B-. B as in boy, B-. He was upset about that. So he challenged his grade by sending his new flag to Washington, D.C. to be considered by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. According to his obituary, he was one of thousands to submit a flag design, but he was the only one who actually stitched together a flag and shipped it to D.C., Once the flag was selected, of course, his B- grade was rightfully changed to an A. His design became the official flag in 1960. That'd be wild. That would be wild, right? To, like, go around. You know what? And there's states right now, like Mississippi, Utah. Man, what are the other states? There's a bunch of states recently that have recently changed their flag, and let me see here. Their flags. Let me see what it said. Now I'm interested in knowing, so I'm just going to Google it. Minnesota, Utah. Okay, it looks like Maine and Illinois are debating it, but have not done that. And the Mississippi. Oh, I thought it was more than that. So Minnesota was the one I was missing, I guess. So Mississippi changed their flag. Utah changed their flag. Minnesota changed their flag. Maine, Illinois, and Massachusetts are all looking to change their flag. Point is those states that have changed their flag, they often, you know, they had somebody submit it and everything like this. And wouldn't that just be wild? Like, you're driving around the state and you see your flag. Like, that would be just, that'd be so wild. It'd be like, whoa, that's the flag I created. I made that thing. You know, that would be wild to just do. And so just imagine you're the dude who made the 50-star American flag. So everywhere you go, you're seeing what you created. That'd be wild. You know, I've got a thought to share with you on 4th of July, Independence Day, being proud to be an American. But first, we've got to get Traffic on the Fives. Then we're going to have History of the Blue Angels. Then when we come back, I'm going to share my thoughts about 4th of July. And then we'll get an update from David Wayne in the newsroom. That's all next right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. If you're on US 98, east and westbound through Navarre, that is flowing smooth. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives. This History of the Blues is brought to you by Prim and Proper.
The 1965 Blue Angel season included several overseas performances. They flew shows in Bermuda, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and Jamaica. And in June, they departed Sherman Field en route to their first European tour. The Navy's precision flying team flew 10 public shows during this 27-day tour of Europe, which included Iceland, Finland, Denmark, the Netherlands, England, and France. One of the highlights of the tour was the Blue Angels' participation in the Paris International Aviation and Space Salon. Flight demonstration teams from all over the world, including the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, performed at this air show. But the Blue Angels were so phenomenal, they received the only spontaneous applause and standing ovation of the four-day event. The performance was so spectacular that upon their return to the United States, the team was recognized on the floor of Congress, where each pilot was presented with an air medal, and their leader, Commander Bob Aumach, received a Distinguished Flying Cross. The Distinguished Flying Cross is one of the highest medals given to Navy aviators. The next year, 1966, was the 20th anniversary of the Blue Angels, and the team was kept very busy flying air shows across the country. The Blue Angels gave 76 flight demonstrations that season, including a special show in July at the Grumman Aircraft Assembly Facility on Long Island, New York. In September, while performing before 100,000 spectators at the Canadian National Air Show in Toronto, Canada, tragedy struck. The accident occurred during the Knife Pass maneuver. This maneuver involves the two solo jets flying straight towards each other, then rolling perpendicular to the ground as they pass back-to-back, and then completing the roll on the other side. The two jets crossed successfully at an altitude of about 100 feet, when suddenly the number 5 jet dropped from the sky, struck a seawall, and crashed into Lake Ontario. The pilot, Lieutenant Commander Dick Oliver, was killed. The season was completed with the remaining 5 planes. I'll be back with more after this.
Summer is here, and Prim and Proper is ready. From officially licensed Blue Angels and U.S. Navy merchandise to custom engraving and branded promotional products, they do it all right here in Gulf Breeze. Shopping for yourself, buying a gift, or putting your logo on something your customers will actually keep? Go see them. Visit primandproper.com or stop by their shop in Gulf Breeze, located in the heart of Proper on the way to Pensacola Beach. Prim and Proper, officially licensed, locally loved.
The Blue Angels take another international tour in the skies over Canada, Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Hey there, home buyers and sellers. I'm Will.
And I'm Angela.
With Cannell and Company Realty,
your dynamic real estate duo.
We're not just realtors, we're real estate MVPs. With a game plan tailored to your needs, we'll score you the home of your dreams.
Whether it's finding the perfect starter home or selling to upgrade, your goals are our goals, and we'll make sure you come out on top.
Angela Sherrill, 850-292-3165.
Will Maven, 850-261-7020 or at willmaven.com. Hi, this is David Williams. I'm seeking re-election to the Escambia County School Board in District 3. I worked for 35 years in the school system, where I've made a difference in students' lives, where I help increase the graduation rate, making sure our schools are safe, and ensure our students are college and career ready. Please visit my webpage at davidwilliams3.com and view my platform for District 3. Re-elect David Williams, Escambia School Board.
Paid political ad by David Williams for Escambia County School Board District 3.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details. News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let's go on Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Happy Independence Day to you. So I want to share my thoughts on the 4th of July and Independence Day. Being American, I grew up, my mom is Italian-American. My dad is like Welsh-American through and through. Like his heritage from family members all from Wales. And they've been in the country, like his side of the family has been in the country like pretty much since the Mayflower. But it's just a Welsh community that has just kind of like they all moved there. So they all married other Welsh people and things like that. So I'm 50%. I grew up being told I was 50% Welsh, 50% Italian. And my parents used to have this argument about like, no, the kids are Welsh from their ankles down and they're Italian on the, you know, all the way up. And then dad was like, no, they're Italian from their neck up. And then they're Welsh from their neck down, you know. And they used to have this little argument and stuff. But I'll tell you this, me and my siblings, we grew up thinking we were Italian-American because of our mom's influence. And we ate lots and lots of food. And food was more Italian in our house than Welsh and things like that. And so we grew up thinking we were Italian-American. I remember when I went to the Philippines, I lived there for a couple of years. And when I got there, I think I was only there for maybe 3 months. Maybe it was 6 months. But after about 6 months, I stopped calling myself an Italian American. I was just like, I'm an American. First of all, when you're overseas and you're in a foreign country and you tell somebody you're an Italian American, they're super confused. They're like, so you have citizenship in Italy and in America? What does that mean? You're Italian American? I was like, oh no, I've never been to Italy. I definitely don't have residency there. I definitely don't have citizenship. It confuses the heck out of them. But then the other reason was because I just realized, like, as much as I love the Philippines, I love the Filipino people and the culture, and it was a beautiful country. I was like, I'm American. I'm proud to be an American. I love the culture of America, which part of that culture is that I get to bring some heritage from Italy, a little bit of heritage from Wales, a little bit of heritage from Germany, a little bit of heritage from Mexico, a little bit of heritage from whatever, and it's all kind of mixes in here, but America is still uniquely its own. And up to that point, too, I realized, whoa, I thought America had problems. We're way better off than all these other countries. So I was already proud to be an American, but it leveled me up by living in another country. So let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what you got going on the news?
Well, good morning, Bobby. A government watchdog group out with a new report saying that the Secret Service missed several opportunities to prevent the 2024 assassination attempt on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. That report from the DHS Inspector General says that Secret Service failed to secure the perimeter of the event, failed to block the line of sight from the shooter's rooftop location, and failed to detect a drone that Thomas Crooks used. There's a CDC report saying the drug-resistant fungus Candida auris is spreading in healthcare facilities across the U.S. More than 13,500 cases have been reported between 2022 and 2024. Infections have been increasing each year. The fungus mainly affects people with weakened immune systems and is resistant to many common antifungal drugs, making outbreaks difficult to control. And Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle has been indicted on 16 felony counts, including intimidation and malfeasance over allegations that she threatened New Orleans officials who opposed a Republican-backed overhaul of the city's court system.
Oh, wow. Gonna do it my way or else was,
right.
It sounds like the way she was taking her approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's something else. When it comes to the 4th of July, Independence Day, real quick before we go to get traffic on the fives, David, I want to hear what your thoughts about Independence Day are. 4th of July.
My thoughts on just in general?
Yeah, just share your thoughts on 4th of July.
I love it. I love it. We are blessed to live in the best nation on this planet, and it is just wonderful that we get to celebrate and that we have the freedom to do so. So that's it's just fantastic. It's one of my favorite days.
Yeah, for those that don't know, David is a vet. So part of those freedoms that we are thankful for is due to him. So, David, we always appreciate your service and what you've done for the country us.
Thank you,
so.
David.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Appreciate that sentiment.
Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with PJ.
No problems or delays to report. I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth. Mobile highways clear through Beulah. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Here's some good news. We're living longer. The CDC just dropped some new numbers showing that the American death rate hit the lowest point in over 100 years. Yeah, after everything we've been through, everything we're going through, the death rate fell to 689 deaths per 100,000 people in 2025. That's the lowest recorded rate in more than a century. Life expectancy is on track to reach another record high. Mortality data shows continued improvement since the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. Data comes from the CDC's report that was released in 2025, and this is a sustained downward trend in death rates all across the nation. You know, and this is something where I have a lot of friends who, you know, are concerned about health, and they're concerned about the different chemicals that might be in our foods and things like that, and we have all this microplastics, we have different processed foods and all this, and they're all concerned about all these things, and we got to focus on this for our health, we got to focus on that for our health, and on and on and on. And I'm not saying ignore it, I'm not saying we should not do something about microplastics, I'm not saying we shouldn't do these things, but with a massive capital B-U-T, but remember, we are living longer than we ever have before as a society. And so it can't be all bad. Like, yes, we should do something about microplastics. Yes, we should watch what we put in our mouth. And food shouldn't have certain chemicals and certain additives to them. But despite having chemicals and additives in our food, despite microplastics, we're living longer than ever before. People who are living to be 100 years old and more, and like a healthy 100, that's a record high. Like, it used to be just a rare, hey, did you hear so-and-so is 101 now? You know, it was just like blew you away. And now it's like every community has somebody who lives to be 100 or 100 more. I talk to people all the time who's like, yeah, my grandparent or great-grandparent is 100 and blah, blah, blah. And they still go on walks every day and they still do this and still do that. And it's like, wow. So that's a very, very positive thing when you look at it that way. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Ashley Moody and Byron Donalds have basically made it sound like they're basically have a ticket. They've basically combined a ticket. So they're running what looks like a ticket to run for governor. Like I saw somebody says, if it looks like a ticket, it sounds like a ticket, and campaigns like a ticket, it's a ticket. But they're calling it something else. If you've been starting to keep track, Byron Donalds is one of the front runners that's considered to be who will run for who's running for governor to replace Governor DeSantis. But right now, I guess what they're doing is they're just joining forces at joint appearances, mutual endorsements. They're attending grassroots events together and things like that. So it's got people buzzing that, look, they keep doing so much together, they'll probably be running together, is the idea with Byron Donalds being the gubernatorial candidate and Ashley Moody being the lieutenant gubernatorial candidate. So very interesting to keep an eye on that right there. And then finally, a little change of topics here. F1 is just, it's just exploding. I've not paid attention to F1. I usually like race car driving, but I've never paid attention to F1 until the last year and a half. And it's because my daughter turns out she's a massive F1 fan. She knows all this stuff about F1. And then with F1 going to Apple TV this past year, I've started watching races and started getting into it. Well, apparently F1 has these life-sized Lego cars, F1 Lego cars, they're rolling out for the British race this weekend. All the drivers are supposed to drive them around the track. Max Verstappen says they look like clowns, but he'll probably still drive it.
America's 250th birthday celebrations begin today. President Trump going back to South Dakota to deliver a speech at Mount Rushmore. Fox's Madeline Rivera has the itinerary.
There will be a flyover featuring the new Air Force One, Black Hawk helicopters, and a B-2 bomber, so that is expected to thrill the crowds watching below. Besides the president's remarks, the evening will culminate with a fireworks display lighting up the skies over Keystone and Rapid City, South Dakota.
Now, the 80-year-old president going to deliver that speech despite a massive heat dome gripping a chunk of the country. Fox Weather's Michael Estime outside of D.C.
We have excessive heat warnings that are in effect, meaning that at times it could feel like 115 degrees. Amtrak issuing speed restrictions because of the heat when temperatures pass 95 degrees to prevent the tracks from warping.
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It is 78 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. We'll check in with Brooke Richardson, get our Channel 3 weather forecast up in just a few minutes. First, looking at our headlines today. Most Escambia County offices are closed today in observance of the 4th of July, with all offices reopening on Monday. The animal shelter will be open today but closed tomorrow, reopening on Sunday. Perdido Landfill open today but closed both Saturday and Sunday. ECAT is running regular bus and trolley service today but not operating regular routes tomorrow. The Pensacola Beach Island trolleys and the Beach Jumper, though, will run all weekend. West Florida Public Libraries also will be closed tomorrow and reopen on Monday. A Navarre woman is facing a child neglect charge after her young child was found walking alone in the road with no shoes. Deputies found the 4 to 5-year-old boy on Crittenden Drive after a citizen called it in. The deputy took the child home but then found the residents in disarray with a meth pipe within reach of the child. The deputy said the mother, 28-year-old Grace Taylor, smelled of alcohol and admitted to needing help with drinking. It's Taylor's second child neglect arrest in Santa Rosa County. She was previously convicted of child neglect and DUI in 2020. Two Eglin Air Force Base F-35 pilots are among more than 100 military aircraft flying over New York City's Hudson River this weekend as part of the America 250 celebration. Pilots Mauricio Aguadillo and Casey Johnson were selected for the flyover, joining four other Eglin F-35s, also making the trip. For Aguadillo, the mission is personal. His family immigrated from Colombia 25 years ago. Now he gets to help celebrate the country that they moved to and choose to call home. The jets head to Burlington, Vermont today. They'll launch Saturday morning for the Hudson flyover, then return to Eglin on the same day. Well, the newly rebuilt Palafox Street is getting its official grand opening dedication ceremony tomorrow morning. City officials say the timing is extra special this year due to the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday.
That'll be at 10 a.m. at Plaza Ferdinand. We're looking forward to seeing our community come out and celebrate the new Palo Fox. It is beautiful. It's opened up the street so much for, you know, our businesses to be able to move out into the street. A lot of the restaurants now have their outdoor seating. And this is just the opportunity for us to celebrate along with 4th of July.
And that is Parks and Rec Director Tanya Bird, who says that that dedication ceremony begins at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning at Plaza Ferdinand. And if you call the city of Pensacola 311 starting next week, you might hear a new voice on the other end of the line. The city is launching a new AI assistant named Penny.
We've have a 30-day soft launch period where she's going to answer overflow calls during office hours if other constituent services teams are busy. We'll handle calls from reporting a tree limb that needs trimming to a pothole that needs filling and everything in between.
City Administrator David Stafford, Penny's developed by a company called Polymorphic and will handle overflow calls during the 30-day soft launch. And the city says they are also developing a broader AI implementation committee across all departments. 635 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Travis brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, develops better athletes and better people through sports. Info at positivecoach.org. No accidents or delays to report. I-10 and 110 both continue to look good. Not showing any slowdowns in Pine Forest or Carr City. If you see anything, 437-1620. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, 10% chance of rain, high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Saturday, your 4th of July forecast looking nice, sunny but hot, temperatures near 92 degrees, 30% chance of rain. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Heading into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, 30% chance of rain, high near 91. And Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Temperatures already climbing. It's 79 degrees right now. The heat index at about 92 degrees across the area. Our next news at 7, and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. The June employment report showed only 57,000 jobs added to the economy, and the household survey showed 507,000 fewer people reporting to work. What may be even more concerning to the economy is the participation rate, which fell to 61.5%. And taking out the COVID-era jobs market, it's the lowest level for that measure since June of 1976. Electric vehicles may not be selling fast in the U.S., but the pace of sales is apparently picking up in Russia, according to Reuters. Apparently, there are car dealerships selling 2 to 3 EVs per day right now. That pace was 2 to 3 per month in the past. Part of it is tied to a fuel crisis in Russia and a switch by consumers there to EVs. And a new report says Apple has reportedly planned at least 5 new iPhone models through early 2027. Nikkei Asia reports that the company has raised its foldable iPhone production plans to 10 million units. And that's Your Money Now.
From the FIFA World Cup to competitive business environments, grand ambitions lead to game-changing achievements. At Bank of America, we're there to support businesses at every step, providing insights and expertise to help you gain an edge.
He shoots, he scores.
What would you like the power to do? Explore winning business solutions at bofa.com/gamechangers. Bank of America, official bank of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 28th to Pensacola Beach. This is the Southeast's premier cybersecurity and technology conference. Get connected with top experts and explore the cutting-edge trends shaping our future. From AI to robotics to national security and healthcare tech. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Don't miss out. Secure your tickets today at itenwired.com.
Santa Rosa, I'm Jill Broxson-Teston, and I'm running for school board. As a parent of four children in our public schools, I have a personal stake in ensuring every student receives a quality education. Our district faces real financial challenges, and we need creative, responsible solutions that put students first while supporting the educators who help them succeed every day. Together, we can build strong schools, support our teachers, and prepare our kids for the future. I'm Jill Broxson-Teston, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Jill Broxson-Teston for Santa Rosa County School Board.
The board recommends approving.
Regarding that seat on the committee, we're promoting.
To boost quarterly earnings.
Every day, shareholders meet to discuss important matters about the companies you invest in. Now you can easily make your voice heard. Vanguard Investor Choice gives you a say in the companies you invest in. With just a few taps, you can set your proxy voting preference for your index funds. Visit Vanguard.com/investor choice to learn more. Vanguard investors own shares of our index funds, which own shares of the companies they invest in. Available for Vanguard index funds that participate in Investor Choice. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
This is a statement from the National Weather Service.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A hurricane warning has now been issued.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Hurricane Ivan, which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. A text says, I've always heard not to refer it as Happy 4th of July. Every country in the world has a 4th of July, but we need to call it Happy Independence Day. We're the only ones with independence. I don't know where you've always heard it. Heard to not refer it to that. I've never been told to not refer it to that. To me, that's very nitpicky and stuff, because obviously if I'm saying Happy 4th of July in America, it means Happy Independence Day. Like, that's the national holiday we're celebrating. And so to me, it's, I don't know. I don't care. If somebody says to me, Happy 4th of July, I'd be like, Happy 4th of July. I know what we're saying. We're celebrating America's birthday. Like, we're proud to be an American is what Happy 4th of July means. If you're in Mexico and you say Happy 4th of July to somebody, that's weird. Why would you do that? Like, nobody says just like Happy 9th of September. Like, that's not a normal greeting. The 4th of July is a holiday. I know we call it Independence Day, but it's also 4th of July is the holiday. July 4th, that's the holiday. And like, that's the, it's like the name of the holiday. That's very nitpicky. And so whoever told you that, they need to like stop being so. They need to get the big corn cob out of their butt. They're supposed to eat that, not stick it up there. 4th of July, 56 signers signed the Declaration of Independence. Only two of them, though, actually signed it on July 4th, 1776. Charles Thompson and, of course, the infamous John Hancock. Then the other 54 delegates signed it over the course of a month. There is something here that's interesting. One of them recanted signing it. A lawyer from New Jersey, Richard Stockton. He became the only signer of the Declaration of Independence to recant his support of the Revolution after being captured by the British and thrown in jail. After years of abusive treatment and recanting his loyalties, he was released to find all of his property destroyed or stolen by the British. His library, one of the finest in the colonies, was burned to the ground. That stinks. The average age of the signers, I remember when I learned this years ago, I was surprised. The average age of the signers, 45 years old. Yeah, they were much younger than I think a lot of us envision in our mind. Of the 56 signers, the youngest signers, Thomas Lynch Jr. and Edward Rutledge of South Carolina, were only 26. Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, though, he was the oldest signer, and he was 70 years old. So that's pretty cool right there. It's pretty cool. By the way, there is indeed something written on the back of the Declaration of Independence, the actual transcript. It no, it's not something in invisible ink. according to the History Channel, a simple message is written upside down across the bottom of the signed document that reads, "Original Declaration of Independence, dated 4th July, 1776. According to the same article, no one knows who wrote this or when, but it was believed to have been added as a label during the years of the Revolutionary War when parchment was frequently rolled up for transport. So, pretty dang cool right there. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. We got to get a quick traffic on the fives, and then we come back here. I got a kind of a weird, bizarre story to share with you. And then I want to talk about real estate and seniors as it pertains to real estate. That's next, right after Traffic on the Fives with PJ.
Traffic is brought to you by ECUA, making service easier with the new MyECUA mobile app available to download now. Pay your bill, report service issues, alerts, and recycling tips. A lot of green on the board this morning. I-10 and 110 are both looking good. No delays in Oliver Burgess. I'm PJ with your Traffic on the Fives.
You know, we keep talking about AI. And AI and robots. And robots and AI and all this other stuff, right? China is making humanoid robots. and they've already got 13,000 people ready to buy them. And apparently these humanoid robots look like action figures of pop stars in their country. Apparently they lip sync and everything. It's called the U-World U-1. It's built as the world's first full-sized humanoid robot. It cost about $17,600. They just launched and already have 13,000 plus orders. They claim that their humanoid robots are 90% human-like in certain ways. It comes with an imperfect lip syncing, not perfect, imperfect lip syncing, but it's marketed for daily companionship and psychological support. And if you see pictures of these things, it's creepy to me. I don't know. But it does bring up a question. I mean, they've already had 13,000 of orders. This is going to be the frivolous topic at 8:35, 8:40. Would you order a humanoid robot companion? So that's I'll give you a preview right there. All right, here's something to surprise you. If you're over 70, you're actually now sitting on more real estate wealth than people in their 40s and 50s. That's right. Americans 70 years old and older now hold the larger share of housing wealth. It's a historic shift. Huh. I wonder what. That's interesting. And actually, when you go 62 plus, then it's $14.66 trillion in equity is held by homeowners 62 years and older. But here's the problem. Those 62 years and older, and especially 70 years and older, have a harder time to get mortgage loans. There's inconsistent rules for verifying retiree income and assets. And since many of them are on fixed income, they don't really consider that income. Since there's not a paycheck coming in, that makes it more difficult to get a loan. Yet, going back, they actually have more of the wealth, more real estate wealth. Banks can't easily distinguish between stable retirement income, Social Security benefits, investments, and things like that. And so it's already a challenge if you're over 62, 70 and you want to either get a home or downgrade a home or buy a second home or even get equity out of your home, get a second mortgage or get a HELOC or something like that. So apparently this is a thing that's popped up as, mortgage industry might have to revise some of their thinking as it pertains to seniors and housing. But the part that stood out to me, though, is that the majority of housing wealth now lies within there. And I was thinking, like, why could this be? How could this be? And I think the answer is probably because those 40 to 54 who traditionally had the most housing wealth, well, now that this age group has moved around so much. They haven't stayed in their same house for 20 years like it used to be. They move around a lot, so every time you move, you end up losing the equity that you'd built. Oftentimes, people take that equity and they put it as a down payment on the next place, but the next place, it's not necessarily cheaper than where they were at before, so it's more expensive often, and so it just I think it just kind of compounds like that. That's the only thing I could think of. I don't know if you have any other ideas. 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Speaking of real estate, RoomView CEO was talking about AI marketing in real estate. Apparently, AI marketing and AI listing videos are becoming so real, agents must clearly label AI-generated or heavily edited AI footage in their listings now. So you could take a picture of a house. I have a friend of mine. She was trying to show me how she's going to redo her landscaping in her front yard. She took a picture of her front yard. She basically included pictures of different bushes, shrubs, and flowers that she wanted to have, and basically just told the AI, put these bushes and flowers in my front yard and make it look pretty. And she showed me the picture. I thought it was her house. I mean, it was her house, but I thought it was like, I didn't realize. And because then she showed me the real picture. I'm like, oh, your yard's disgusting. Like, it's all overgrown. It's all stuff. Yet the picture she showed me looked beautiful. Then, so after that, I was talking to another friend who was talking about putting different lights in their room. I don't know if this light will look good in my kitchen and blah, blah, blah. I said, take a picture of it and send it to me real quick. He took a picture of it, sent it to me. I immediately sent back a picture of their kitchen with new lights that they were thinking about. I don't know if this light would look good in my thing. And it automatically shows it. So just, you can imagine a real estate agent kind of doctoring up stuff and being like, yeah, this is what the house looks like. It's got great lighting. Sun comes through on this window. So I guess the tech is getting scary good. So AI can stage empty rooms. It can enhance lighting, remove clutter, things like that. So now if you do a lot of AI generating of your images or videos, apparently you have to disclose it now. And RoomView CEO says basically there's going to be a lot more AI involvement. You're never going to replace like an agent with it, but there's definitely going to be a lot more AI involved with real estate. All right, we got to get a quick break. We come back here, we'll get traffic on the fives again. And on this day, we've got history for today as well. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
God bless America, land that I love. Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring, located at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. From all of us at Howard Young Flooring, we would like to take this opportunity to wish you and your family a very happy and blessed Independence Day. Many of us will surround ourselves with family, cookouts, swimming, and fireworks. What a fun day. Celebrate freedom and celebrate safely. God bless.
Hey, you know, your house is full of complicated systems that are all different, but they're all kind of similar in the fact that they're complicated. For example, the plumbing. You know, it's a fairly complicated system. Electrical, heating, air conditioning. They're not all the same, but, you know, Robert Peden started a company back in 1969 in Panama City wanting to basically fix air conditioners and install air conditioning systems. Well, HVAC became plumbing, became electrical, generators became not just a company in Panama City, but expanded to Pensacola a long time ago and Ellison Field, east to Tallahassee, west farther, even more recently into Baldwin County and even to Mobile. So two states, two time zones all along the Gulf Coast. They do all that stuff. Good quality products installed properly the first time with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so you know you can count on them. And this spring, you can get 2 years of smart care for free with any new air conditioning system you purchase from Peden. That's scheduled maintenance, priority service. So, you know, when demand is high and you don't want to be at the back of the line, well, that puts you at the front of the line. And 15% off any repairs, all included. Call or book online at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Tomorrow is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. Be at Community Maritime Park at 7 p.m. for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouge at 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola State College. Continue listening at 9, as the fireworks will be synchronized to music on News Radio 92.3. Presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July tomorrow with the free Pensacola Fireworks.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
After a storm, portable generators are a helpful, temporary solution until power can be restored. Remember, 20-20-20 to keep safe while using a generator. Keep your generator 20 feet away from your house. Wait 20 minutes for the generator to cool down before refueling. Purchase a $20 carbon monoxide detector to protect you and your family. For more tips on hurricane safety, check out the Hurricane Guide at floridadisaster.org/guide.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning news, Daniel McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good right now. Davis Highway, clear from the I-10 overpass through Creighton. Highway 29 is accident-free as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
All right. There is, on this day, Olivia Munn turns 44 today, the actress. Sebastian Vettel turns 37. He's a German Formula One race car driver, four-time world champion. So that happened today. And then on this day in history, 1913, Confederate veterans at the Great Reunion of 1913 reenacted Pickett's charge. Upon reaching the high water mark of the Confederacy, instead of a bloody battle, they were met by the outstretched hands of friendship from Union survivors. One of the more emotional reenactments that's occurred in history. In 1938, world speed record for a steam locomotive was set in England by Mallard, which reaches a speed of 125 miles per hour. In 1952, the SS United States set sail on her maiden voyage to Southampton. During the voyage, the ship takes the blue ribboned away from the RMS Queen Mary. 1973, today was the day that David Bowie retired his stage persona, Ziggy Stardust, with a surprise announcement that this was the last show that he'll ever do on the last day of the Ziggy Stardust tour. And that happened today in history. And on the 4th of July, some more 4th of July stats and figures for you. John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and James Monroe, three presidents, three U.S. presidents, all died on the 4th of July. And, of course, interestingly enough, as you know, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson both passed away on the same day, July 4th, 1826. They became very, very good friends, very good pen pals later in life, and they both ended up passing away on the same day, July 4th, 1826. James Monroe died 5 years later, July 4th, 1831. On the flip side, one president was born on the 4th of July. Calvin Coolidge was born July 4th, 1872. You just heard David Wayne talking about there in his news break a little bit ago. City of Pensacola is launching an AI operator named Penny. Will help with 311 calls. They spent $50,000 on this AI assistant. The robot's going to help route your pothole complaints, neighborhood noise complaints, things like that. Like I said, it cost about $50,000. And initially, I saw a lot of people complain, $50,000? Oh, my goodness. Well, think about it. how many people could that $50,000 employee AI replace? And it's not just $50,000 per year, it's $50,000 up front, and then you're done. So if Penny lasts for 2 years, 3 years, or whatever, it's about saving money in the long run for what could be fairly routine over, you know, like overflow calls and stuff. And it's mainly to just handle overflow calls when the humans who are being paid are busy. So that's pretty interesting. Saw this story here. iPad kids are turning into teenagers. So what does that mean? Well, apparently they're more resourceful than they get credit for. They're good at finding solutions to problems and more adept at multitasking. Great strengths, but the weaknesses outweigh the strengths, according to psychologists. They have a hard time with boredom, delayed gratification, and attention spans and frustration tolerance.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Iranians are about to say goodbye. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, holding a funeral this weekend for their